This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hands out its biggest prize is the Oscars. No prize for the way it's being handled. The big bank run on Friday, Silicon Valley, but there is a bit of a bailout happening from the government. The bank will still not be open, but all the deposits will be insured, including lots that were uninsured. A lot of water in California, a lot happening there. We're going to talk about it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Not a great weekend for the people who are sick of the atmospheric river, which triggered Monterey County to have to evacuate because of the massive flooding. So you had a highway, a two-lane highway that collapsed in the middle where it was separating two areas, one from one side over the river, nasty bit of stuff. And then you had, more importantly, so many people that had their homes flooded and filled with mud, and some in some very poor areas where you had mostly farm workers really completely underwater. And then in some other areas of Monterey that got hit. So a lot of people were evacuated and rescued. The good news is I'm not telling you about a lot of people that died. So you had lots of gawkers that were just looking on the side, on Watsonville side, of a river bridge that was swollen and watched it rush and just fall apart on the other side. Yet divers and boat rescue crews and all kinds of yellow tape closing off areas. And, again, luckily there were people that were rescued who were stuck in houses or on top of cars, that kind of thing. Most of the people got out and got help. So that's, you know, that's the good thing, that there were places to go for the displaced, because they're going to have to clean them flooded and contaminated streets and homes. And they've got to even establish electricity to Watsonville and those areas. There were about 18,000 people without power on Saturday, according to PG&E. That's the electric company there. And I guess a lot of that's coming back now. But in this area, in Parajo specifically, they've dealt with flooding before, but that was in the mid-90s. And it's now flooded again, and people were getting that familiar knock on the door urging them to evacuate, and a lot of them did, because, and then some didn't. They were worried, where, you know, you're worried about your belongings and that the water gets too high, and then you're just trying to get out as fast as you can. And again, luckily I'm not here saying how many people died, because they couldn't be rescued and weren't able to get out and couldn't get off of those pickup trucks, because there were people on pickup trucks that were standing up that were rescued, at least a handful of them. And so it's nasty. And more flash flooding warnings in effect for parts of Santa Cruz, Santa Clara, Monterey, Sonoma, Fresno, all of those areas. So that's just not good news when you have like a roaring Kern River. That's one of the big rivers up there, and it's really, really, really tough when that happens, because then you're displaced, and then you're dealing with the aftermath of, oh, I didn't have flood insurance, because guess what? We couldn't afford it. We couldn't afford the flood insurance. All right, speaking of affording things, imagine you go to your bank, and yeah, it's closed. That would be a frightening thing to deal with, wouldn't it? Because you take your paycheck and you put it in there. You know, it goes to that old thing of people not trusting and wanting to just turn everything into cash and seriously put it in underneath a mattress somewhere or hide it so it doesn't instill confidence. And what has now happened with this Silicon Valley Bank is depositors are going to get their money back because U.S. regulators are bailing out the bank customers with the bank failing. This is the second biggest bank to fail in our history. in our history, history of the United States, second biggest one. And it just really gets your hackles up, because what do you think about 2008, a bank's too big to fail, no accountability, nobody answered for any of that, and who got it in the end, right? So in this case, the depositors will get the money back, even the uninsured, because there was a lot of money that was uninsured in this bank. They're still trying to figure out what happened here, how this bank just collapsed. And the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve Chair, Powell, and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, they all said on Sunday that the FDIC, you know, you see it on your bank, you see it out on the window, that, oh, the money's insured, are going to make sure that SVB and Signature, because that's what they're called, Signature's customers are whole. They're guaranteeing all deposits, even the uninsured money that customers kept with the failed banks, right? I think the idea is to prevent more bank runs and to help companies that deposited large money, large sums of money with the banks to continue to make the payroll and fund their operations, because that's what would happen. That would be the effect of it. It's not just, oh, the individual person here and there. It's big, big companies. This was the 16th largest bank in the United States. So this wasn't a tiny bank. So you can imagine what the last couple of days were like for some of the people and some of the companies that had money in there. Just to give you an idea, at the end of last year, SVB said it had $151.5 billion in uninsured deposits, $137.6 billion of which was held by American customers. So customers yanked $42 billion from Silicon Valley Bank on Thursday, left the bank short $1 billion in negative cash balances. That's what happened. The president says somebody's going to be held accountable. They're going to be held accountable for it. Let's see what happens and how that all plays out. The entertainment industry handed out their statues. There were some big moments at the Oscars. There were some firsts that happened. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once won 7 Oscars all together, including Best Picture, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actor, Best Supporting Actress, Editor, on and on the list, screenplay. And it was absolutely the big winner. It's a very milquetoasty kind of Oscars, meaning when I say milquetoasty, there was nothing that jumped out at you where there was no controversy, because, of course, last year there was the incident of Will Smith smacking Chris Rock, who was the host, in the, you know, punching him in the mouth, and for the comment he made about his wife, and then that whole thing kind of unraveled and became massive discussion for even people who could care less about award shows or the Oscars. So when people are not going to the movies, because movie going is way down, 30% down from 2019, the average person goes to the movies maybe once a year. The numbers are really, really dropping. And, of course, a lot of what you saw was encouraging people to go to the movies. There was conversation about that, showing you Warner Brothers behind the scenes and all of that. So congratulations to the winners. You know, we do the cheap movie reviews, and one of the movies I did see this year, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, I think I have to watch it again. When I saw it, I was a little bit tired, so some of the multi-dimensional themes, I wasn't sure I got it, right? My husband did, and my nephew did, so that's a sign that maybe you should see it, maybe stream it.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Enjoy playing golf because I'm too busy. I haven't had a chance to do it very much since I moved to Florida, of all places, where there's so many wonderful golf courses and affordable. Scottie Scheffler became number one again in the world of golf, if you're curious about that. Really an overall good guy, that's why I'm mentioning it, because he won the Players Championship, and for winning the Players Championship, he had just a great four rounds. You know what that check was for? $4.5 million. Sweet day of golf. Sweet couple of days of golf. And he was on fire a year ago, right? And this was a big, 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 big win for him at a really, really good place in Ponte Vedra, Florida. TPC Sawgrass, which is always fun to watch that. Anyway, that's my lone golf note for the moment, because there's other big things to talk about, like the brackets in college hoops, because I know a lot of you pay attention to March Madness. So Alabama, for the men, is the top overall seed in the NCAA tournament after just crushing the end of the season, right, cruising through. And they got the top spot over Kansas and Houston. Both of those teams exited their conference tourney without the title, so that's part of the problem. Winning the title is one of the big things. So Alabama fans, I know there's some people who are huge Bama fans. Roll Tide, you're happy and you deserve it. The defending national champs, the Jayhawks, lost by 20 points to Texas on Saturday in the Big 12 tournament. So it's interesting, Kansas is trying to become the first back-to-back champion since Florida did it in 2007. And so they're not happy that they lost out on the top seed. But still, you know, it's a 68-team tournament. It starts Tuesday with two games in the first four. It gets into full swing Thursday and Friday. So hard to believe we're already here. 32 games over eight cities. And then the final four is April 1st and 3rd at NRG Stadium in Houston, right? So it's really, really fun to watch what happens. Then there's still people arguing about teams that should have been in. There's people listening to us in the great state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma State was a pretty big bubble team. They didn't make the tournament. Although they got consideration and the Big 12 got consideration, they didn't get it. The thing that supposedly was said after is, look, they only won six games, and they had a chance to do better in some of these non-conference scheduled games, and they just didn't have the right stuff in the end. So we'll talk more about the tournament as we get closer to it, but pretty interesting to look at Alabama, their run, where they ended up, and Bama, Houston, KU, and Purdue are the number one seeds for the men. Meanwhile, Stanford and Virginia Tech, they're the top number one seeds for the women, because a lot of people pay attention to women's hoop, especially at this time, just like the guys when you talk about, you know, the Final Four, the championship, all of that. So you look at where they are, and then you look at the Big Ten regular season champion Indiana Hoosiers, as well as their top over seed, and the South Carolina Gamecocks too. So, but Virginia Tech and Indiana with the number one seeds for the first time in school history. And it's weird because you look at stats, and that's what so much history, or not history, sports, a lot of it is about numbers and stats and trying to analyze what's going to happen, right? Number one seeds have won championships at 10 straight NCAA tournaments. 10 straight. That's for the women. I mean, wow. How about that, right? So it's always interesting to look at what team ends up where, and then to look at the overall bracket. So there's a lot of people that'll go out and watch the women and go out and watch the guys. I mean, you know, it just depends on where you live and where these regionals are being held. And so I have to say, because I've covered back in my history, I've covered some of it, I really enjoy watching this tournament on both sides of it, because it's kind of one of those, you never know what's going to happen, right? Are we going to see a Goliath killer, or are we going to see the usual suspects end up where you think they're going to end up, right? Speaking of that, the other thing that is heavy this time of year is conversation about who's going to get traded, who's going to sign a big deal, what are teams going to do to stay in the salary cap. Biggest rumors, of course, surround a lot of quarterbacks, including Aaron Rodgers. We went back and forth with an email today. We're talking about a buddy of mine who's covered the NFL for a long time. He says it's really a done deal with the Jets, but we'll see. It's not signed on the dotted line that I know of, but Aaron Rodgers leaving Green Bay and becoming a Jet, they're willing to pay big money for him. So, and it could be that whole change of scenery thing. Who knows? And then you've got the Commanders and what the Commanders are talking about doing. Of course, it's such a big change for them overall as far as even ownership. All of that's in the works and happening. But the Commanders, which Jeff Bezos will end up being the Commanders' owner, the Commanders and defensive tackle Jerome Payne have reached an agreement. 4 years, $90 million. Think of what he did for them as a defensive tackle. And what's good for him, his agent negotiated $60 million guaranteed, especially in a position like that one, where He now becomes the second highest paid defensive tackle, which would be behind Los Angeles Ram, Aaron Donald. So, and the fourth defensive lineman to get $60 million or more guaranteed. That doesn't happen. And in my opinion, it doesn't always happen enough, because how much of the defense do you need? And then you think of what they go through, but that's not what it's about. It's about negotiating. It's about pieces of the puzzle and all of that, right? And who gets what and who goes where. And Payne, really, last season he had over 11.5 sacks and tackles for loss, like 21. And he's still so young in his career, I think. He's a first-round pick in 2018. So good for them. And Washington is trying to hang on to Taylor Heinicke, the quarterback, and a couple other pieces of their puzzle, and it's going to be interesting to see what the Commanders do, especially under new ownership, once all that becomes official, which it maybe does, maybe something happens and that deal gets shook up. But I think Jeff Bezos is going to be end up being the owner of the Commanders. He wants it badly enough. He certainly has the cash to do it. It certainly would be, I would think, appealing for other owners. I mean, who's voting against that? So I think it's just about making that deal happen, right? Making that deal happen and watching to see what he does in that seat. Coming up later this week, we're going to talk about the draft a little bit. We're going to talk about a couple of other things that are happening in pro football, like I said, some of the trades, some of the movements. I have some pretty good sources on a few things, and what I think is shaking out there, I will certainly let you know. And in the meantime, we still have spring baseball, and oh yeah, there's some hoop. How about the Lakers? A big win for them over the Knicks. Not really, because the Knicks beat them. I just had somebody that texted me and said, the Knicks won again. Of course. Is LeBron playing for the Lakers right now? No, is the answer. But it was a tight finish, but the Knicks won 112 to 108. And who knows, are the Lakers, how long can they do without LeBron James and make it into the playoffs? I think that's their big, 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 big question. I've said this before. But one of the greatest players that I've ever had a chance to talk to and actually see play, absolutely amazing to watch him in his prime on the court. I mean, it's a great discussion to have of the greatest players of all time, and he certainly is on that list, of course. And with him out, that hurts the Lakers' chances. I mean, right now, 33-35 is their record, and they are sitting way, way, way on the bubble. Coming up next, a pair of Daniels, a couple of great authors, talking about very, very different things. That happens next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA USA News Update. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary halt on Texas's immigration law, which permits state law enforcement to arrest and detain individuals suspected of entering the country unlawfully. Initially scheduled to take effect on Wednesday, the High Court extended the pause to further review challenges to the law. A former Mar-a-Lago employee and witness in former President Trump's classified documents case is speaking on the record. Brian Butler spoke to CNN, detailing how he unwittingly moved boxes in 2022 containing classified material from Mar-a-Lago to Trump's private plane on the same day Trump was set to meet with Justice Department officials back at the resort. A top official from the National Institute on Drug Abuse is urging Americans to pay attention to the types of cannabis products teenagers are using following a recent study revealing high school seniors are using Delta 8, a psychoactive substance. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America tonight. We welcome to the show Daniel Wolfe. His book, But Is He Jewish? And Other Quirky Tales. Daniel grew up kind of in the same area that I did, and there's such great humor, and he's got that humor for sure. And his book is interesting. It's divided into three different sections, and he's got these funny tales, these short stories, and he talks about all the different aspects, I think, in a way, of Jewish life and culture and some of the universal themes that we can all relate to when it comes to love or courage or coming of age, the importance of family, that kind of thing. So, Daniel, thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, good morning from Philadelphia.
Yes, right. I grew up right over that bridge in Cherry Hill. So
right.
What made you start writing?
Well, I am actually a playwright, and I am a composer. I have written 5 musicals and 5 plays, and I just felt that this was just another art that I wanted to explore. And it started off very slowly. I was just vacationing in Thailand and had a lot of free time. And, you know, when you lay on the beach and you look at the beautiful water and And somehow I started writing one story, then two stories. And by the time I came home, I had about 30 stories. And I said, I wonder if I can get to 50. And that's where it is. I wrote 50 stories. Actually, I did an inventory the other day. And I found out it divides almost equally between humorous stories and stories you would call more thought-provoking. So I'm very proud of this book, and I am presently writing a second book.
I like it. So more stories to pour out there into the world. So tell us some of the funny stories. One of the things that you and I talked about off the air, the world was created for me. Tell us that one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a young man who reads, he likes to read Jewish scripture, and he comes across a passage. It says, the world was created for me. And he actually thinks it was for him alone. And then he happens to meet somebody at a bar, and this man says, I want to tell you something. The world was created for me. And the other one says, no, it wasn't. It was created for me. And they actually have a fist fight over it. No, it was created for me. So then they go to a judge, and the judge divides the world into the calendar into half, and 6 months are given to one who says the world was created for me, and the other six. But later that night, another two men appear before the judge, and they each claim the world was created for them. So now each one gets 3 months. So it's a very strange, you know, it's an unbelievable story.
I like that. I like that. Give us another funny one, too.
Another one is a time machine. A scientist creates a time machine, and he's looking forward to going back and seeing his mother and father and his aunts and uncles, and he's all excited. But I'll read the last line of this story. It says, after careful preparation, it was time to pull the lever. But at the last moment, Alan stayed his hand. For no way was he going to repeat Miss Roman's third grade class. No way. So he decided not to take the time machine. And I have another story. It's called The Wall. It's an old Jewish man who was a tailor, and he has very bad eyesight. And he's also too proud to ask for directions. So he goes to Jerusalem to see the Wailing Wall, but he never sees it. He never finds it, and he's too proud to ask where it is. Then he comes back home, and his friend says, well, tell me about the wall. He says, well, it wasn't there. So where was it? It's on tour. Says, the wall's on tour. That's right. So it wasn't there. So he says, enough about me. How about you? So his friend says, well, Rose and I are going to Niagara Falls. Oh, really? You better check. Why? It might be on tour.
But I'm pumped. That's a good one. I like that.
So
you have a lot of humor in here, and I mentioned there's different sections. You have like 80 questions to ponder, which I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah. Well, 80 questions to ponder really, it really applies to a kind of a Jewish tradition of questioning everything. I don't know if your listeners have any Jewish friends, they like to question some things. So I wrote 80 questions to ponder, and they're all humorous. I mean, I'll read a few of them. Would humans exist if the first man had been shy? If laughter is the best medicine, can comedians apply for a medical license? And here's one of my favorites. Since King Kong climbed the Empire State Building instead of taking the elevator, should his handlers be required to pay the elevator fee?
I like it. It's very Seinfeldish.
Yeah, very Seinfeldish. You want a few more? Can spilling Mountain Dew on someone be classified as dew unto others? Do cannibals ever go on a diet? And if so, what body parts do they give up? So, okay.
Good. I might steal a couple of those. And I'll credit you. I like the Mountain Dew, especially. That's good.
How about do depressed porcupines say, what's the point?
That's good. That's an easy one to remember, too.
Yeah.
I'll put that in my repertoire and give you credit for that one as well. And then you've got, too, you know, you talk about Guide for the Confused.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite sections, called The Guide for the Confused. And it's actually a takeoff on a very famous book called A Guide for the Perplexed. This was written in 1190 by the great Jewish philosopher Maimonides. I think your listeners might know, for example, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Well, that's from A Guide for the the Perplexed. But I also wrote some A Guide for the Confused. Would you like to hear some of these?
Sure.
Okay. Judge not a man by his complete lack of intelligence or common sense. If you are lost, lonely, aching, and have no home, prepare for bad luck.
Yep.
Money is no object unless it follows a verb.
Ah, there's a good one.
Here, learn to say no, especially if you stutter on the letter N.
There you go.
And let's see. If you did not hear someone's last words, ask him to repeat it. So, hello?
Funny. It's funny.
Yeah.
And as you said, you know, there's thought-provoking in the book, and some of that is thought-provoking, right? Was it fun to do both,
yeah,
the balance?
I would say half of the quirky stories, the short stories, I would say are more thought-provoking than humorous.
Yeah. Tell us one of the stories. Tell us another one of the stories.
Well, one of my favorite ones is a story called Keats, and it's about two brothers. One brother is a jock. He's a famous running back for his high school team, and he has a younger brother who only loves to read the work of John Keats, you know, the Irish poet.
Mm-hmm.
And they constantly fight and bicker over this because the jock brother wants his brother to be an athlete like him. Well, anyway, later in life, the first brother, he goes to college, and he feels very guilty for having bullied his younger brother. So he takes a course in English literature and eventually becomes the famous scholar of medieval English literature, while the younger brother, he eventually becomes the equipment manager for the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know.
Think about that. Exactly.
Yeah, think about that. And there's another one I like very much called The Fabulous Life of Marvin Lutz. And it's about it's based on a man that we had in Philadelphia in the 1970s. Very, he was a real, what you call a bon vivant. He was a real playboy. And, this story is based on him. And his family is telling him, you know, that eventually your life as a playboy is going to end. You know, and then you're going to be sad and lonely. But I like the last line of the story very much. It says, because his sister comes to visit him and tells him, you know, that's the problem. You never grew up. And the last line of the story is, with that, she left. Marvin sat for a moment, considered what his sister had said, then readily dismissed it. For even in his present state, he could still look back and say with complete confidence that it had been a fabulous life. So he had no regrets, even though in later in life all the predictions about him came true. But.
Yeah. Well, it's very funny and thought-provoking, absolutely. You can pick up the book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Again, but Is He Jewish? Other Quirky Tales. Daniel Wolf, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
It was the first thing that I saw. I never see that kind of class before. I understand that it was the first thing that I saw. That was fate. It was the mystic's mind. That was fate. It was a word, what a word. What a world, what a big world.
for the world to be drowned in. It's just a joke, man.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This time around on Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, we have Dr. Daniel Brubaker. His book, Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. It's a mouthful, but it nails it exactly what he's talking about. We had a great off-air conversation about this, and he's really dug deep. Dr. Brubaker, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because I wanted to use my experience over a 30-year period observing the Republican Party. I'm a Republican for 57 years. You might say by the title that this is a Democrat bashing the Republicans, but no, I'm a Republican. And I'm really pretty much upset with the direction the Republican Party has been going in the past 30 years. And it kind of all started with Newt Gingrich, who was Speaker of the House in the 90s. He was calling Democrats communists, jackasses, and socialists. And they're not socialists. So in Chapter 4, I wrote about socialism, and it was it's entitled Why Republicans Call Democrats Socialists. And I wrote the whole chapter on socialism, and Democrats are not socialists. Their policy is to follow social democracy, which is utilitarian, and utilitarianism is a philosophy of moral goodness, which defines it as the greatest good for the greatest number of people. I, on the counterpart, came up with the opposite called nefariousism, which is the greatest bad for the greatest number of people. And you see with things like Social Security, that's good for the people. What the Republicans try to do is they try to destroy good policies like Obamacare, Social Security, Medicare, and other good social programs. So I call this nefariousism.
It's interesting you talk about Social Security and Medicare. When you talk to fellow Republicans about it, what kind of reaction do you get?
It depends on what Republicans you talk to. People like in my family and my friends, they want Social Security. My sister's about 8 years older than me, and she's on Social Security, and she's using Medicare. I'm now on Medicare myself, and it's really good insurance. And I'll tell you why, because being a physician, we don't have to go through managed care to get things done. We get things done with the patients without question, and we do it the right way. So if you go by those kind of Republicans, that's what they come up with. And if you go by the far right, then they want to control Medicare. They want to get rid of it.
Yeah, and this is the great debate that we're having all over the place about Medicare and Social Security and where is it headed and what's going to happen, and certainly you know that. One of the things you talk about, and you talk about it right in the very beginning, you say the American people have been fed a steady diet of misinformation and conspiracy theories, and it has made them confused and fearful. Do you think that's the biggest danger of all?
Oh, absolutely. People that utilize conspiracy theories are what I describe in the book as delusional and paranoid. They have this fear about the opposite party and about opposite thinking, liberal thinking, progressive thinking. And so they come up with these different things about it's really nothing. It's just a lot of lying. And you see this like on Fox News, for example, where the whole base is taught lies. And that's a problem, as I see it. And they're making money off of lies. It's democracy, so they can get away with it. But I see this as the wrong way to go down the line.
Another thing that you talk about is you say documentation is especially important in science, medicine, law enforcement, law, government, and media. You say in science and research, methods and results must be recorded to determine factual results. Fraud happens. It occurs when records are falsified. Dishonesty always has a role in presenting false facts. That seems pretty simple to understand, right?
It does. And then I also describe other issues regarding obtaining facts like verification. You have to verify facts. You have to fact check. And, not all facts are factual or true. You have to look at different aspects of it. Like there's things in medicine that are published and are factual, but then somebody else may come along and publish something else that's a little bit different, but it is also factual. And so you have to weigh the differences between the two. You have to use critical thinking, do analysis, and come up with what you think is right.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. What you think is right, that to me is critical, what you ultimately think, instead of, you can listen to anything you want to listen to, absolutely, I'm about free speech, but processing and how you processing it and how it comes out on the other side. What do you hope people take away from reading your book, which you can get on Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
Well, I want I would actually like the Fox News base to read this book and get the factual information, because this is all about facts. It's educational, and the reader has to use critical thinking and analysis when reading the book. So, for the Democrats, I would want them to understand what's happening with the Republican Party on the far right. It's not good. It's autocratic. You know, fascism is where the Republican Party is headed, and fascism is an autocratic far-right nationalist ideology that encourages hatred and violence. And that's not the basis of the Republican Party. The Republican Party, at its inception, was for the people, and it was also a liberal party at the time for social justice and racial justice. So I wanted to take away the fact that I'm expressing facts, and they need to analyze it when they're reading it.
I like that. Analyze it when they're reading it. Tell everybody, because now the road to writing, what you did for a living that then now is interesting. It's led you down this path.
Well, I'm a physician, a practicing physician. My passion has been science and medicine, but even longer, I've had a passion for philosophy and psychology. Also having an interest in sociology, history, and politics. And I've used all of these disciplines to prove that the Republican Party is dysfunctional. So that's where I've been going with the book in terms of writing it. And it's because I have been seeing over the past 30 years that the Republican Party has been dysfunctional, acting like children, and I wanted to make a change. That's what I want to do.
As a lifelong Republican, and you know that there are other people that feel the same way, do you hope that turn happens sooner rather than later?
Oh, absolutely. I'm pretty fearful of the direction they're going. And Republicans have been taught to be fearful of communism and socialism over the past 30 years, but fascism is even worse. And I'll tell you why. It's not an economic system. Socialism is an economic system. It's also a political system. So if you don't have an economic system that fascism doesn't have, they can infiltrate any kind of government. And it's happened. It's happened in socialist Italy with Mussolini, and it's also happened with Democratic Republican in Germany with Hitler. So they need to get fearful of the right thing, as far as I'm concerned.
All right, the name of the book is Psychosocial Political Dysfunction of the Republican Party. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate it. Thank you for helping me.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.